Hey, it's me, Tony T, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I'm one of the few individuals who is lucky enough to get my hands on one of the new next-generation video game consoles at launch. Now, they are, without question, the hot-ticket items right now, and if you don't believe me, you can look and see what people are paying for them on eBay. I was so excited for the upgraded graphics and performance of this new generation of gaming that I even went out and bought a brand new television to showcase its higher resolution and richer visuals. And upon opening it and getting it all fired up, I was not disappointed. At first, it didn't take long to realize that there was something wrong, something terribly wrong. I couldn't get my TV to recognize my new console's input, meaning I'd find myself turning on the system only to see a blank screen. Sometimes it would work, but you'd have to navigate this finicky pattern of, okay, turn on the TV first, and then put it on a different input, and then turn on the console, and then change the input, something like that. I don't know that I ever actually figured it out or got it right, because most of the time, I would see on the screen no input, and then I'd have to go into the TV settings, and I'd have to reboot it, and it was this whole thing, and it was annoying and super frustrating, especially considering how much I spent on this TV and this gaming system. I didn't want to have to go through this whole manual cranking up process every time I wanted to play a game. So I looked online, and I was fairly disappointed by the lack of help that I found, until I saw one thing that I didn't realize was a thing. Because I was upgrading this console from the previous generation and all my cables were bundled together behind my entertainment center, I simply swapped the consoles but kept the cables. I mean, they fit, it seemed like it worked. However, I learned that the new generation of console required an upgraded HDMI cable. It was the one that came in the box, and I had simply left it in the box in favor of using the old one that I already had. A cable's a cable, I rationalized. As it turns out, I was wrong. When I switched the old cable for the new one, all my problems were immediately solved. The system would power up, the input would immediately be recognized, the games looked and felt as beautiful as they were intended to, with no weird liturgy required of turning on the power in a certain sequence and trying to trick the input to work. It just worked, like it was supposed to, because I fixed a connection that I didn't even realize was broken. Video games aside, oftentimes in real life, on a quest for personal peace or hope or significance, we find ourselves going through kind of the same frustration, trying to make something happen and coming up with a blank screen. Maybe in those moments, we too are simply missing the right connection. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, the Bible says that Jesus came to all of us, those that were near and those that were far off, and through himself gave us access in one spirit to the Father. In John 14:6, Jesus said that he is the way and the truth and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through him. And 1 Timothy 2:5 backs that up by reminding us that there is one God and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. For those of you who are near, if you're already a believer, or for those of you who are far, you're just kind of feeling this thing out, this really is good news, is that we sometimes settle for trying to use our own devices to get the results that we want in our lives. We play the religion game or the karma card, or we try to overanalyze or rationalize things to help us gain some feeling of control over our circumstances, but that's no different than me trying to trick my television into working. I mean, I might be able to catch a glimpse for a short time, but it was just for a moment, and I'd have to do it all again, hoping for the same results and knowing in the back of my heart and my mind this is not how it's supposed to be. Get rid of the old process of religion and replace it with the far superior connection of relationship. That's what Jesus wants for you. That's what Jesus wants with you. In Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13, the Bible says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And by that it means you'll be reconnected to God the way that you're supposed to be. For it's with your heart that you would believe that you're justified, and with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. For scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. There's no difference between Jew and Gentile, meaning it doesn't matter who you are. If you're rich or poor or black or white or young or old, it doesn't matter. There's not categories like that for God. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You were made for something more. And Jesus is, to put as fine a point on it as I can, the only way. It's time to connect again. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to talk more about Jesus or how he can connect you to life and salvation, please reach out to us at Nerd of Godcast on Facebook or Twitter, or come connect with us on our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.